Next, we have Heron Levy, who is a certified public CPA with the company of BDO USA. He's an accredited business valuation. He's accredited in business valuation. He's a certified valuation analysis, certified in financial forensics. So all that sounds incredibly interesting. And today he's going to speak with us about the characterization of marital property. Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. Wesley, thank you for inviting me to speak. But now that I'm following Sarah Pacheco and between this group and a break, I'm not sure this is exactly the catbird seat. So anyway. So today what I want to talk about is property division in Texas. We're going to look at the characterization of assets and liabilities. We're going to talk about the community property presumption and how to overcome it. We're going to talk about reimbursement claims, and then we're going to talk about the intersection of family law and estate planning. A lot of you are working with families when they love each other and they're able to sit on the other side of the table from each other. I get involved when they won't be in the same room, and then they start judging the estate planning. So you're going to see there is a lot of slides here, but I'm not going to go through each bullet point. The slides are in the materials, so you'll be able to reference them. Before I get started, I do want to give you a little more of my background. I've been a forensic accountant for over 30 years. Most of the work that I do is in the family law sector, but I do some work in damage calculations, but the vast majority of my caseload these days is in family law. I started out after I graduated from Rice with an MBA at Deloitte & Touche in their audit area, and then quickly realized I didn't want to be an auditor and went to a firm in Houston by the name of Mann, Frankfurt, Stein & Lipp, where I joined their litigation support group. Mann, Frankfurt became UHY, and we were acquired by BDO 10 years ago. The reason people hire me in the family law setting is twofold. One of which is characterization and tracing, and the other is performing business valuation, and additionally doing forensic accounting, looking for money, looking for assets, et cetera. When I first started out being a forensic accountant, it was the exception rather than the rule for a family law matter to have someone like me. Now, as we are in the 2020s and estates have gotten more complicated, it's just the opposite. For a significant divorce, it's the rule to have a forensic accountant, not the exception. When I first started, Mann Frankfurt had two partners doing forensic work on a part-time basis and two associates. My group at BDO, we have 17 people doing forensic accounting for family law matters on a full-time basis. Having an expertise in characterization has bled over a bit into the estate planning and probate world. I'm working on several cases right now in estate planning, and I'm also working on several cases in probate disputes. The size of the matters we work on is relatively wide. Obviously, in order to afford us, it has to be somewhat of a significant estate, but I would say it's usually in the range of 10 to 75 million. I have one or two below that, and I have several that are north of $100 million. I've testified around 200 times, 75 times in trial, and I've had the opportunity to lecture at South Texas, U of H, and UT. So enough about me, let's get going. So when looking at the various estates in a marital dissolution matter, you have to look at the community estate, obviously. And we are brought on board to help establish the value of the community estate. We are also brought on board to determine the value of an individual separate estate. And as I look at this, we say there are three estates. We have the husband's estate, the wife's estate, and the community estate. But now that we're in 2024, I have a couple of cases going on where I have the husband's estate and the community estate.